Listener Production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths with your news briefing. The Finance Minister believes Australia is doing its best when it comes to wages growth. Figures out today show pay packets went up in the March quarter by 0.7% and 2.4% over the last year. Simon Birmingham says overseas pressures are having an impact.
Particularly those inflationary pressures that have spiked following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. These are real challenges, and Australia is withstanding those challenges better than most other nations of the world.
The Labor leader wants to be sworn into office on Sunday if he wins the election on Saturday night. If successful, Anthony Albanese is planning to attend the Quad meeting in Japan early next week. He's told the National Press Club he'll always represent Australia on the international stage in a positive way.
I won't leak text messages to international leaders. I will engage in an upfront way, in a mature way, and I look forward in particular to some of the policy changes that we're putting forward.
Finland and Sweden have applied to join the world's biggest military alliance. The two countries have officially requested to join NATO as security concerns over Russia's war in Ukraine mount. It'll now be weighed up by the 30 member countries, set to take about a fortnight. And Scott Morrison insists he's the man to tackle the nation's problems, and he started with kids. I'm not talking about cheaper childcare. The PM slipped while playing soccer in Tasmania and accidentally took out a young boy in the process. Don't worry though, young Luca is fine. In sport, Craig Bellamy will don purple for another season, signing on as head coach for at least one more year. It's his 21st year with Melbourne. Gold Coast's AJ Brimson has found his calling since making the switch to fullback. The Titan star is confident of building winning chemistry on the back of Jaden Campbell's return.
It wasn't the prettiest one on the weekend, but we ended up getting the win. Just have confidence with JC out there. He's an exciting player. It takes pressure off Toby and myself. We're glad to have him back.
And Canterbury has appointed dual premiership winning fullback Mick Potter as its caretaker coach. Listener.